the minimal, minimally, whether you stay with your parents or not, children should provide something for the parents. To me, this is not about, wow, Sifu, so money-minded. No. It's about making... Huh? Yeah, very good. It's about duty towards our parents. I shared with many undergrads, minimally, you should allocate at least... No, actually, I told them this. Some of them started a conversation asking me whether, you know, we should have the 10% tithing like that some other religions do. I told them, in Buddhism, giving must be voluntary. It cannot be, it shouldn't be and cannot be institutionalized, because once it's institutionalized, it becomes a form of tax. Yeah, it becomes a tax. So how about with our parents? So I told them, if you ask me, if there's one thing that I would say, please give, it's not to give to Shifu, it's to give to your parents. Because before you know Buddhism, your parents have taken care of you. Without your parents, you'll be, I don't know, in a drain or what, you know. Give to your parents. And I told them, if you just give 10%, and I don't know what is the starting pay, recently, yeah, let's say it's 3 to 4K. Let's say your take home is 3K. Okay? After tax, after deduction, CPF, it's 3K. You take 10%, that's $300. $300 each or 300 in total? If it's 300 in total, then 150, 150 to father and mother. Divided by average of 30 days, $5 per day. What do you want them to do with $5 a day? Huh? If they just go for a movie, Boca Luya. Yeah, so I told young people, I can't decide for you how much you should be giving, because I'm not you. I can't define filial piety for you. I can't put a number to it. But I just do that maths for you. And you see clearly, 10% is, you know, chump change, you know. Yeah. So I told them, you decide yourself. Give according to what you can give. And most importantly, don't set up gyro transfer. Why? But Shifu, I set up gyro good ma, then I will not forget leh. Then you also forget. Precisely because if you set up gyro, you will forget about it. Then you lose the chance to have that connection, that sense of tenderness and loving towards your parents. So I told them, don't set up gyro. Every month, spend time to go and titi-tutu, and then put in an ang pao and offer to your parents. But of course, if every month you offer $5,000, don't one time go to the cashier, the teller, and then think to one stack of $50. Then every month on the same day, then people spot it. This one, every month, go ching. Yeah, do it discreetly. But do it with your own hands. Kneel down and thank them for their love and care. It's not that you can repay with that money, you know. It's not. But it's just to make it concrete. To show your appreciation. And I tell young people, don't just give them a basifu. How about if I just give them a subcut? I say no. You can give them a subcut, go ahead. But don't just give a subcut and say, and when your mommy say, hey, that our cooker, huh, like, not working, like, well, I think we need to get a new one. Then you say, go and get along, I already got you a subcut. Don't do that. When we are small and when we are a kid, we fall sick, do our parents say, give you subcut, you go and see doctor? I mean, maybe some parents do that nowadays. But it'll be very sad, isn't it? And if our parents don't do that, why should we do that to them? If they want something, take the time. Take the time. Take the time to bring them, to the shop, look around. It's the most precious commodity we have is our time, our precious human life. Give your life to your parents. That's the greatest gift. Money is because of your time that you spend at work. Spend that time with your parent. Yeah.